10Y, 5M. 10 years in 5 minutes. Join us in celebrating a decade of groundbreaking collaboration at NCCR Molecular Systems Engineering in Switzerland. Members and friends share their experiences and insights from our remarkable journey together. Be part of our 10th anniversary celebration, where innovation meets inspiration. NCCR, Molecular Systems Engineering, shaping the future together.
I'll start first with the story, which is about the first person we hired through the NCCR, who was a wonderful postdoc we identified and had just returned from the United States to Brazil. So we were very pleased that he will be joining our team. And the recruitment happened in the summer of 2020. Renan is his name. He was an NCCR postdoc for a couple of years. He then arrives in Zurich sometime in November 2020. It's full of snow. He came straight from Brazil. He was put on quarantine because he was coming from a country that at the time was identified as a risk country. And when he arrived here, the public health measures for the COVID pandemic were in place and he had to be quarantined. And we did not meet Renan in person for about 4 months. So we used to laugh when we saw him around in the lab later, saying, you know, that you're the guy who was sitting up the street and texting with us and being on Zoom all the time. So we had a bit of a kind of funny, and you know, it would be funny if it were not sad at the time. Start. We ended up with a wonderful postdoc who did amazing work, so that was the good news. But that's something memorable from the time of this NCCR for us. On the sort of more serious stuff, the work we did with Renan and the work our group embarked on in the NCCR gave us an incredible opportunity to study not just ethical issues that emerge in the space of these research activities of the NCCR, but also to try and study how our scientists do the work they do and how they experience the ethical challenges themselves. Not when we tell them, oh, here is an ethical challenge, so you got to do A, B, or C, but rather how do they feel that tension, that moral tension, that ethical tension? And that was part of the work that we did here, to look at them as our study subjects, actually, which I found fascinating. Taught us a lot also about the reality of doing ethics in practice, not simply theorizing about ethics and developing frameworks and principles, but rather looking at how these things are done or can be done in the real world or the daily business of the scientific enterprise. And I think that, to me at least, and I think in our field, has incredible incredible value, because if we are aiming at having more ethical ways of doing scientific research, of bringing into action big ideas, I think we need to have the ethical thinking embedded in the lab and looking at how people react to these issues rather than coming as an outsider and, you know, imposing things on people. So that has been a tremendous learning. Of course, we did also the other work of specific questions that we think they do require the conceptual analysis, the more normative work. But I think primarily, I think the combination of the two was extremely, extremely valuable and a great, great learning. Now, I think also the perhaps a final learning from this whole project for us is that we need to invest a lot more in embedding this ethical thinking, ethical deliberation, understanding our cultures of scientific work into the lab a lot more than what we have done so far. So when I'm looking into the future, I see out of this very positive experience we had here, a model in which this kind of analysis, this kind of expertise become a very fixed, let's say, part of how labs and how big projects and big ideas are pursued in the future together in real action, not just in theory, together with our scientists and our engineers in these very interdisciplinary models. It has its challenges, but I think my lesson from the NCCR is it's very much worthwhile the effort.